Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wikicuriosity Media or its affiliates. Wikicuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to.
Like, holy fuck, I didn't go to class yesterday.
Right.
And, like, I didn't do any of my work. And then I'm like, I can't do anything about it, though, because I can't do it. You know?
Well, I'm not sure at school. You don't have to worry about that anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have an incredible, incredible show for you. We have on DJ Chill, a.k.a. Chillest Illest. Coming to us tonight. He will be calling in very shortly. I just want to say tonight that we are broadcasting. What is that?
Fucking pathetic. Forgot your own co-host's whole ass name.
That did not.
Well, I heard the whole thing. I was in the bathroom.
Her name.
You stumbled. My favorite.
I was trying to give her her title. That's what I stumbled on. Not her name. I stumbled on her title. I'm like, what do I say? Guest co-host. So that's what I stumbled on. Not her name. Fuck you.
You stumbled. You
whatever.
Stumbled.
Whatever. I love
Anne. On introducing Anne.
I did.
That's
I stumbled
pathetic.
On her title.
Pathetic.
Whatever. I stumbled
I've
on
never her. Stumbled on any of my.
You can.
That's a lie.
Love you guys.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. One of the owners of the company, host of Behind the Screen, Dan, just coming through the studio and listening through and talking shit. Anyways, back to what I was saying, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting live on our page. So if you're listening through the Blog Talk link, you can easily switch over to that. We're really excited about that. That is is new that we have done here just in the last couple of weeks. We have brought this about to us, so hopefully we are getting some traction there, Miss Anne. But again, yes, we have DJ Chill coming on, and I'm really excited to talk to this guy. I've been talking to him for the last few days now, and he's incredibly talented, and what songs I've heard are completely different from what you would think, as some rap coming in, like that one song that played for you just a little bit ago had some AC/DC in the background, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it was pretty
good. Right, you know what I'm saying? And it's pretty awesome. So, and it's not like, all that fast, you know, that fast-paced stuff. It's really slow and understandable. You know exactly what the fuck he's saying, and it's a lot of it's just awesome. Like it hits, and you know, a lot of it was funny. There's a song I like to the song with the background there, What You Do. Oh man, that was funny. I don't know if we got that one, but that one's it's hilarious just listening to it. Crazy, he's actually toured with Tech N9ne. So, you know, I'm excited and hope that, you know, we can hear some stories about him traveling around, doing world tours. And hopefully he lets us into that a little bit tonight. But, yeah, I'm thoroughly excited. I can't wait. And we should have him the next 5-10 minutes here. We'll be having him going. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't yet, please go to that Facebook page and hit that search bar, type in Note by Note Radio Show, hit the like button, hit that share button, let everybody know what we're trying to do out here. Please go to Wiki Curiosity Media and look at that Facebook page and share it. That is the company name. That is our top tier business name there. Yes, go check that out. And, we got a lot of exciting stuff. We are going to get back in the groove on the website, Miss Ann. And so we're going to be bringing back the blogs and stuff like that. And we're hoping to do that on at least a bi-monthly basis and, doing all that. So
it's going to be exciting.
Huh?
I'm excited to start doing shit.
Yeah, I'm excited too. There's a lot of we had a meeting about things the other day, it's just we're projecting for a good year. You know, despite everything going on, we've got.
I feel like this year's gonna be really good.
Yeah, we've got a lot of ideas that are gonna help push things forward. And I mean, even just broadcasting over Facebook Live right now is it's one of them. So I'm really excited that this is gonna happen.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited, because I'm listening to his music before the show with you, and, it was such a vibe, just to smoke to, It's so relaxing, and you could hear everything he was saying, too. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, yeah.
Sorry about the way you're doing. I had some technical things we're working out here in the studio. Anywho.
Had to put the shades on.
Yeah, I had to put the shades on. I mean, I'm so, gotta put the shades on for the show,
where it doesn't make sense.
Right, exactly. What's the guy, what's this?
Who the hell is
I'm the guy
who the hell's right. doing it, right? Yeah, imposter.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's bullshit. No, I have my shades. Do you know how it came about? Did you ever hear that background story?
I don't think I ever did.
So, I took a selfie one day, and I think I posted on the show, or maybe I sent it to a friend or something like that. And they're like, why the fuck are you wearing your glasses inside? Like, you look retarded. And I'm like, well, it's because I'm the guy in glasses and I don't give a shit. And I'm rocking my shades,
Mm-hmm.
So it's just stuck, I was just like, yeah, I'm the guy in glasses. What of it?
Now that's your thing.
That was it.
That's how he became the guy in glasses.
Right, exactly. And it's stupid, and I don't give a shit. It's funny, and I made Dan stick with it. Dan and Miss Angel. So.
Yeah, there's no funny story on how they got their names, I don't think.
What's that?
I said there's no funny story on how they got their names, is there?
No, it's just straightforward. Yeah.
Boring.
Dan, or, Daniel. Angel's not her name, but she is an angel and an angel to this family. So,
She is such an angel. I love her so much.
Oh, she absolutely.
Dude.
Fuck you too, Austin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck right in the.
Everybody just run through the studio tonight. Let's just say fuck it, Jeremy's live. We don't give a shit.
Dude, now remember a couple weeks ago when they were fucking nailing that shelf in downstairs to not give a fuck you had a show?
Yeah.
Dude.
Well, that was last week, wasn't it?
It was last time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was last week.
Yeah.
It was last Friday.
Apples.
Yeah, last Friday. We're just banging away. Do, putting fucking shelving together.
Stop for a few minutes.
For Mr. Dan's fucking DVD rack.
Fucking collection. Yeah. Fucking
his 5 million fucking DVDs that he has for his movie collection.
Dude, he's crazy.
I'll give him this. It's a nice fucking collection. I mean,
it is. I'm a little disappointed that there's not a whole lot of horror movies on there. So, Dan?
Not a whole lot of horror movies.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably got a lot of those in the original.
I know, but like,
you know,
I'm...
So he's probably got a lot of VHS, you know.
If you're going to put them out, you're going to have to put
them out. Well, I mean, yeah. Upgrade, see, you get, you know,
instead of being a fucking weirdo and doing it in alphabetical order, do it in like categories, you know, like.
Well, you can do it in, you know, alphabetical.
Like, I just want a whole shelf full of horror shit, so I don't have to look through all the boring things to find the good shit, you know?
Right. So,
yeah.
Mr. Austin stepped into the room here and gave Miss Anna the bunny ears behind her.
Like there's not two other bathrooms?
I thought I lost it.
Okay.
Screaming dark, and I thought the whole thing just shut down on me. Where are we at? 6:11, all right. So, really, thank you, Chill. Should be calling in. Just any minute now. Are you done? Are you done? Can we be done with this? We're live. It's fine.
He's getting me.
Well, it's fine. Yeah, we're live on Facebook, though. Yeah. Thank you for that, by the way.
What?
You know, setting that up.
Yeah.
You know.
Big shout out to Austin for doing this.
Technical guy, Miel, Mr. Behind the Mic there.
I clicked the button.
Yeah, he clicked buttons for me and made things go cool. So
ooh, yeah. We'd all fucking break it if we tried.
Well, yeah, no, yeah. Well, you see Nanny right before the show started, he was in here going, you know, trying to do all this for me and stuff.
Oh,
so
God.
And that's just because, you know, I'm not that savvy. But ladies and gentlemen, I've just been alerted to my soundboard. And we have a caller on the line, and I believe artist of the week, Mr. DJ Chill. What's up, man?
What up, Riz? How you feeling, brother? What's happening with you?
Man, it is another day, man. It's another beautiful day in paradise, my friend. How you doing?
Hey, man. I'm mad I didn't get the Powerball, but, you know, I'm waiting on the Megabucks, though, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's up to like a billion now, right?
Yeah, man, I gotta go ahead and I'm gonna go ahead and grab that, you know.
Right, you know. Somebody's gonna get it. You might as well pitch in a couple of dollars and see what you get, you know.
You know, hey, why not?
Can you imagine getting $1 billion freaking dollars? Like,
dude, I would just fucking have a heart attack.
Yeah, that'd be good. What up, brother?
Yeah, well, I just, you know, I you know. Time is precious to me, and my artist time is precious. So, you know, I always like to just kind of get right into things, man. What was it like, you know, where you grew up? You know, what was your childhood? You know what I'm saying? You got to give me the whole thing, but like the Reader's Digest version, you know.
My life was good, man. I got a wonderful, super family, and you know, I'm from Portland, man. You know, I mean, you know. The neighborhood, you know, it was kind of wild, but you know, I can't even complain, man. You know, it was even the bad times was, you know, all them do is just make you tough. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
I ain't one of them people that can sit and say, oh, you know, my dad wasn't there, but me and my dad is tight though. You know what I mean? You know, like you know, I've been through it all. You know, it was like, but you know, in my in my opinion of my life, you know, my life was cool, man, you know. Just like everybody else, you know, wanted to, you know, always dreamt of being a basketball star. But then, you know, music, you know, got turned out by turntables and DJ and scratching, you know. And then once I was good at it, you know, I was like, fuck open gym, you know. I'm DJ Chill, you know what I mean? I had to run with it, you know.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. So, I mean, what was that turning point? What was that, maybe an incident or, you know, an impact in your life that you said, you know what, hey, you know, I'm gonna do this. Like, I'm going to do music and, you know, I'm going to put my heart and my soul into it.
Man, I mean, that was when I was like 17, you know, I knew. Like, I had won my first DJ competition when I was, I won my first DJ competition, bro, when I was like 16, bro, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man, it's on the turntables, I'm kind of unquittable, bro. I'm kind of that dude. I ain't no joker, I ain't no punk on them turntables, man, you know?
So you didn't just stand behind the turntables one day, did you? I mean, like, what was there?
Oh, no,
some sort of backstory, like, you know, like you had a buddy that was into it, and...
like, no, none of that, no. I fell in love with the sound of scratching. You know what I mean? Listening to, you know, like old school Herbie Hancock. He had a song called Rocket, where I saw him do it live at an award show. And I saw the dude, that was the first time I ever saw somebody actually scratch records. And then, like on Beat Street, the movie Beat Street, I saw the DJ scratching, man. That's how I learned, bro. No, I didn't have no people with turntables and all. You got to think, this is the 80s, bro. Like, you know, like I was messing up my mom's record set, getting grounded and shit. You know what I mean? You know? It wasn't like now where you can just learn on YouTube, man. You had to just, it's just like a person picks up a guitar and they're not good at first, but you play with it. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing in life good unless you play with it, man. You know?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you can't. If you're not doing it on a constant basis, regular practice and trying new things.
Nah, yeah, hey, all you kids out there in internet land, radio land, listening to this, ain't nothing good unless you play with it. Word of the day. Word of the day, you know. Nah. But what else good with you though, man? You've been slapping. I got this new album, man, you know, I'm trying to get things. You've been slapping some of the cuts?
Do what now?
I said, have you been slapping any of the cuts, man?
Slapping any of the what?
Have you been playing any of the music? Have you been hearing one? Have you been listening?
Oh,
have
yeah. No, your stuff. Have you been listening? Yeah.
Have you
been
listening?
Yeah. For the last few days now, man, I've been listening
you
to
you gotta run.
Music and everything.
Yeah, man, you gotta slap that. You gotta turn that up in the car, man. You gotta let that bang, man. You know.
Oh yeah. Like I was just talking to him. One of the first songs that I heard of yours was What You Do.
And yeah.
I was like, man, he had a blast making this song, and I believe it's was it AC/DC that you sampled?
Yeah, man, that's AC/DC and the Fat Boys, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, man, this is awesome, and I love that mix. And I've always loved mixes and like that. You know, kind of when you're crossing genres a little bit. And there's a lot of great songs out there wrapped over rock music and everything like that. So I love that thing from the get go.
Because a lot of people sampled the first part of Back in Black, you know, but nobody ain't ever sampled that part, you know what I mean? I like to do a little bit different. And then that other part, the that's the Fat Boys, you know?
Gotcha. Hell yeah.
You know, like the first original beatboxer, You know what I mean? Like you know, people. I know a lot of the youngsters don't even know about the Fat Boys, but you know, that's how old school I am. You know.
Right on, right on. Hey, I was talking to Hercules last week, and I was like, I tell you, because he's got a couple of songs, and one of them just made me just, you know, just hit home like Tupac, you know what I'm saying? And it was like just that old school feel, and it's that, you know, it's not that rap, you know, it's slow, and, you know, it's and this wasn't any derogatory, you know, towards him or whatever. It was simple rhymes, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you get your point across and without having to be too damn complicated. And, I love that old school. And you got to remember where you come from, you know?
Yeah, man, you know, so, yeah. And it's like, you know, I still, you know, even though it's, like, rap and people call it all this and that, you know, these days. But me, I to me, it's hip-hop, you know what I mean? You know? So it's beats, it's scratching, and it's being original, you know. Like,
right.
You know, you can listen to any of my music, and I don't sound like nobody. You know what I mean?
Oh, you know, absolutely. Became,
yeah. So it's like, you know, that's something people got to remember these days, because people these days they'll make cuts and they'll purposely try to sound like whoever's popping. Like people be auto-tuned and auto-tuned. Like, you know, that's cool, but you got to kind of, you know, they, you know, don't nobody want to, people get tired of hearing the same thing. You know, you got to switch it up, be unique, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of guys that will, you know, remix over top of, you know, stuff that's already been done. It's like, Jesus, like, come on, be original.
Yeah.
Be, you know, do something different. You don't have to follow that guideline per se that major record labels and stuff like that. You know, they follow a pattern and stuff like that. And like, when I listen to your music and stuff like that, I'm not hearing the same shit over and over. I'm not hearing, you know, bitches and hoes and you know my cars and every single song. You know what I'm saying? Like, if anybody does hip hop. They got a bitches and hoes song. They got a money song. Your car song. You know, and but it's not. You know, like a lot of major artists will do the same thing. You know, and it's just repetitive.
Yeah. Well, you know, I ain't gonna lie. I talk about bitches. You know, because I'm. You know, I got. You know, I'm really kind of a player. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? But you know, I'm not. I do things in a joking way. You know what I mean? And I. You know, I'm not, you know, I ain't here talking about, I don't want to kill the world. I don't got to brag about my bread, you know. I live
right.
A very good life. I live a good life, you know, I'm comfortable. But I ain't got to sit and brag. And I ain't trying to kill nobody. I don't want to see nobody die. You know, I don't want to talk, you know, I ain't all up in the trap house. You know, even though I used to be up in the trap house. See, back in my day, we called it the dope spot. You know, that's how old school I am. We was in the dope spot, not the trap house. You know, you know? Yeah.
Well, it's a generational thing. You know, they put their own little spin on to it. You know.
Oh yeah,
change it up, change with the times. You know, I'll tell you this, you know, Prefect, if you don't want to talk about this, you don't have to, but, it was brought to my attention, of something that happened to you a few years ago, and I only bring that up because of what you just said, that, you know, you live a good life, you do this, and you're so happy, and you're not, you know, hateful, you know, towards the world and everything, and the obstacle that you have had to overcome in the last few years, and you're still doing what you do. So it's a great story of perseverance, and I just, if you could talk about that, I'd appreciate it.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, no, I was just it was a wonderful day. I was in one of my new rides, and I was coming home, coming back from the casino. I was doing some work at, you know, out there having drinks and, you know, doing my thing. Long story short, I was at a total stop, and a drunk driver playing with his phone, rear-ended me, broke my neck, and paralyzed me, man.
for
my
shit.
You know, for like for my shoulders down, you know. But you know, I mean, you know, I it was crazy, but you know, it's like I never like you said, man. You can ask, you can ask anybody on my mom on the Bible. Like I ain't got no time to I ain't never been down or negative or whatever because you know like I lived such an incredible life before this the accident that you know I had nothing to be really sad about. Of course you know it upset you know the, of course the situation is upsetting kind of, but the thing is like you know compared to a lot of people in the world you know I was still you know I'm still you know it's like everything's good. Like there's a whole lot of people out in the world that I wouldn't trade my life or what I'm going through. Even though I'm going through what I'm going through, I still wouldn't trade my life with some people. You know what I mean? It's like, shit, I'd rather be like this than standing out on the cold in the streets, you know, homeless and with mental health issues and all whatever. You know, I'd rather be me. I'd rather be me going through being paralyzed and, you know, relearning and getting my body back than, you know, a lot of people, you know? You know, I don't, you know? It's like, you know, people, we live such good lives, we don't think about, like, a comparison to the rest of the world. People get on social media and they brag, they talk about, oh, you know, FML, you know, and they be all down about little stuff. And I'd be like, man, go on with that little weak shit. You better get your ass up. Don't let a motherfucker out in a wheelchair out hustle you. You know what I mean? You know?
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? It's like, man, people, you know? Yeah, man. You only got one life, man. And you know, I don't got time. I wasn't raised to put my head down to be sad. I was raised to have and do anything I think of. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, and it's just a tremendous way to be about things. And like I said, I only brought it up just not to bring up any kind of, you know, painful subject or anything like that, but just story of perseverance, you know what I'm saying? And you keeping going even despite, you know, the hand that you were dealt, and you're still out there doing what the hell you do, you know? Like, fuck yeah, dude, that's awesome, man. It's incredible.
Yeah, man, it don't stop, man. You know, like I said, you know, as long as, you know, my studio's fresh, my life, you know, my crib is dope, you know, and I'm still working. The new album is incredible. You know, I'm talking with big wigs and execs, you know, negotiating new contracts and deals, you know, things is popping, man. My life, I'm lit, man, you know.
So what are you working on right now? I mean, what can you give us a little bit of insight without any kind of breach of contracts or anything like that? I mean, is there anything you can talk to us about?
I got an album, man, that's coming out in March. I got an album that's coming in March Madness coming up, you know, in about a month called Even Stevens. Called Even Stevens. Steven is my first name, man. So dig this. Like, you know, with all my, you know, life and touring and kicking it and whatever, you know, through the years, you know, I've been around E-40 a lot. You know, we toured and traveled and, you know, hung out. We know each other, you know, and, you know, one day E-40 was like, he said, you know, can I call you Steven, you know, because I feel like we friends. Is you know, because when I talk to Too Short, I call him Todd, and Todd called me Earl. Can I call you Steven? He said, can I call you Steven? I was like, sure, you know, in my head, like I'm going to say no to E-40. I'm like, sure, E-40, you know, whatever you want, E-40, like, shit, you got me, you know, he's the greatest man in the world. E-40 is the greatest. You know, that's my player partner, Sinatra. That's the original man, you know. He was the trendsetter of all trendsetters, you know. He 40 is the trendsetter of all trendsetters, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm like, yeah, 40, yeah, you know. And then, you know, because, you know, a lot of people, like, don't want to go by their government. Everybody, you know, I'm DJ Chill. I'm Chillis, or Chillis, Ellis, you know, they all call me. you know. But, you know, and then with the accident, I got used to nurses saying, Steven, you know. So I was like, you know, I got tired of trying to correct people, you know, because, you know, the nurses rotate. So I got tired of correcting people, and I said, fuck it, I'm going to make the album. And then, like you were talking about perseverance and coming back, I was like, you know, and like the cards dealt, I'm still going to win anyway. So that's why I came up with the concept, Even Steven. Like, you know, I'm going to show him how it's done, even though I'm going through this, you know. So that's how I came up with the concept, Even Steven. And like I say, I don't even talk about none of this in the album, but, you know, it's like that's a little bit of the backstory, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you got the cards handed to you, but nobody knew that you had an ace up your sleeve.
Yeah, right. You gotta stay with that ace. I had the ace. I had the king. I got the Joker low and the high. I had. You know what I'm saying?
That's an incredible attitude and an incredible outlook on life, you know, despite everything, man. That's one of the things that I learned about you this week, or whatever. I was just like, man, what an incredible thing. And I told everybody here at the station, you know, in our little station chat group and everything, I was like, man, you guys, you know, you got to listen to this guy. Like, you just hear his story of how awesome and compelling it is and just obstacles overcome. Man, that's amazing.
Man, I done been through it all, bro. I done been shot through my face, legs. I done been through all kind of shit. You name it, bro. I done been through, you know. So it's just like, it's just another chapter in the story of my life. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, shit moves on. It's like, I feel like the accident and getting paralyzed, I feel like all that did was just preserve me for a couple of years. You know what I mean? I feel like it just slowed me down to get a different perspective of how to go into the next chapter of my life. You know what I mean? It lines me up for what's to come. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. Like, and it's just, you know, preparation, you know, for you know, what you can handle. You know, obviously, going through all that stuff, and you know, you're still not down. You still get the fuck back up. Be like, no. Keep on coming.
Man.
I got this,
literally indestructible.
Indestructible. You know, somebody got to show them how it's done, man. You know, somebody got to be real. Somebody got to show them how it's done. Why not be me? You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's incredible. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Right on, family. Yeah, how you feeling out there, though, man? How y'all feeling out there?
You know, out here in Knoxville, we're feeling all right. It's a little chilly outside for our taste. But, you know, a little light hoodie takes care of that situation.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
you know, man, we're all good, man. We're good. You know, we're
just chilling.
Yeah, trying to set up big things for this year. And you know, we got set back by a lot of last year and everything like that. So we're hoping to kind of regroup and expand and do more.
Yeah.
And like I said, tonight, this is our first night broadcasting Note by Note radio show live over Facebook. I'm honored for you to be a part of that. And I'm, again, you know, thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. You know, I'm here to make history with you, man. I'm here to make history. Chillis right here, you know, on that note, Chillis making history over here, Facebook calling, you know, I got my Dr. J.B., I'm sitting out here, you know, it's like clear skies where I'm at, you know, it's like sunny out, you know, I'm just chilling on my deck, you know, enjoying it.
You're behind us. Yeah, so it's getting dark, it's dark here, but yeah, you still got a little bit of life left in your day, so yeah, you just
hanging
out, chilling.
Yeah, man. I'm in Portland, Oregon, 503, with the Trailblazers, man. I where Lillard play, man. You know, Portland, Oregon, man, you know, 503, y'all. Hey, it's live, it's lit.
Because
I stay downtown, right in the middle of all the. I live right in the middle of the beauty, man. You know the player high rise life. You know, eat me a Euro. I'm going to get a Euro. Y'all know about Euros?
Yeah, we know what Euros are, but I think only through Arby's. I think that's the only way anybody in this area knows about a gyro. They never had a, you know, a free gyro, you know, with a lamb meat.
Oh, yeah, now we get the lamb. Bro, the dude don't even speak English. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
you know it's good.
Yeah, you know it's good. He doesn't even speak English.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, right? Yeah. You got to tell him, man. You got to yell at him.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah. So from what I understand, you've done a lot of world traveling, and you did a lot doing stuff with Tech N9ne. Is there any kind of maybe story or something that stands out, an event that you guys did or one of those crowds that just really blew you away with the love and the feedback? Can you give me a little story, a little tidbit?
Well, man, I knew Tech N9ne from touring way before I started working with him. I was touring with Cool Nuts, my boy here from Portland, and so we would do like spot dates with Tech for years, and we were just friends, you know. So I put it like this, man. Like, it got to a point where I wanted to start coming from behind the turntable rapping. He needed a DJ, so you know, and we knew each other. You know, I basically toured with Tech for when I became his DJ, I rapped on a lot of different albums with him and stuff too. But bro, we toured so much, man. I put it like this, bro. Every day was an incredible story because like every night was a sold out concert. So you know, with a sold out concert comes all the partying, all the women, all the, you know, we got our big super tour buses. We on $1 million tour buses, you know. We're like this, you know, it's big time. So, you know, we'd be here till next Tuesday if I told you about all the good times. Every day was a good time, bro. Every day was every day was good, man. You know, I got nothing but love for the position that Tech N9ne put me in, man.
Hell yeah. So how about this? So world traveling, what was your favorite place to visit that, you know, country maybe that you experienced? So I don't know.
I put it like this. Like, even because, like, a lot of places, like, when I went to, like, Japan and when I went certain places, like I wasn't even with Tech N9ne. That was just, like, when I, like, did, like, rave touring, you know, or DJ and, like, scratch turntable and seminar type stuff. But I put it like this, I used to like weird places, like Worcester, Mass, up in, I used to like Fort Lauderdale. I like Austin, Texas. But the thing is, you got to think, when you on the road, we're only there for like literally a night. We get there, we wake up, and the bus is already parked. We're already there. We wake up, do the little autograph signing, eat some dinner, do the show, party, and then by the time you wake up, you're in a whole other city. So it's like, you know.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Not
always
experiencing the town or anything like that.
No, man.
We
got the next
day. We somewhere else. Where the fuck we at today?
Yeah, no. For real. Like, for real. You forget what day it is. You forget, you'd be like, where are we at? Okay, well, where are we at? You know? And certain cities, you'd be like, oh, okay, we're in Vegas. There's some cities you're like, oh shit, okay, you know, you're happy because we're going to LA tomorrow, or, you know, but then some cities you're like, where are we at? We're in Iowa, we're in Nebraska, we're, you know, like, oh okay, whatever. But then, but the concert, the party's still lit. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
You know? Yeah. So you know, it's like, man, like I say, man, it's an incredible thing to experience, you know, like, you know, hanging with all, you know, and then like on a Rock the Bell tour, seeing all your favorite kicking it with your favorite artist that you always grew up listening to, and you see him every day because it's like a 3-month tour of being with Nas, Damian Marley, Busta Rhymes, Ice Cube, everybody you can think of, Slaughterhouse, Talib Kweli, Wu-Tang, Big Boy from Outkast, like all of us just every day just kicking it, you know what I mean? It's kind of indescribable, you know, and me, you know, I'm kind of a cool dude, so, you know, I quickly made friends with everybody, so, you know, I'm kicking with all these guys. We having drinks every night, you know, smoking and doing what we do every night, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah, man, it's, party like a rock star. Or rap star, whatever. It's the same thing, I think.
I'm telling you, pretty much, man. Pretty much, you know?
That's a good life, really, honestly, when you think about it, and I'm not saying, you know, people need to get caught up on the whole aspect of it and, you know, go down a dark path of it, but, you know, hanging out with your boys, partying, doing shows, I mean,
and then after you really get to know everybody and you get past the persona or whatever of who somebody is, when you realize that they're all just human like you. So, you know, all the stardom and all the bullshit goes out the window. You know, you just, after a while, like I said, like kind of like how E40 started calling me Steven and I call him Earl. It's like, you get to know people as a person. So, you know, who they are, you almost forget about because you know them as a person now, you know?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I would say, and I don't know if you've experienced any of this, but this would be my take on, you know, that behind the scenes aspect would be that hip hop artists are probably the easiest to like get along with and be cool with, other than maybe like some country artists or something like that, where maybe their nose is up in the sky. And you know what I'm saying? There's probably a lot less guys who are like all high and mighty, you know, about who they are, and more just laid back guys just chilling, you know, having a drink, you know, smoking one, and relaxing.
But sometimes people be thinking somebody's on their high and mighty shit, but you don't even know what could be going on in that person's life. Like, that person might have just got off the phone for fighting with a woman and just don't want to talk to people right now, you know what I mean? But then a fan would be like, oh, he's an asshole, you know? So, you know, you got to give people that benefit of the doubt. Sometimes people don't be – sometimes, like Bruce Willis is a good friend, you know? Like sometimes people ain't – you know, you might think they high and mighty, but you just never know what they might be going through at that time. I'm pretty sure that anybody, if you catch them at the right time in the right place, is cool as a fan, you know. You know, people are human, you know. So, you know, I try to tell people about that when they think somebody like, oh, I met him, he's a dick, you know. Well, maybe he was just pissed off because something else in his life ain't right. Maybe his mama's sick. Maybe, you know, it could be anything. You know, maybe he just don't want to talk right now, you know. You know, people don't take that into consideration because people are selfish because they're like, oh, my God, he's right there. You know what I mean? You know, do you get kind of what I'm saying?
No, I understand. I mean, because at the end of the day, you know, everybody's just a person and they're just trying to live their life the best they can, regardless of what they do for a living or how famous they are or whatever, you know. Deep down, we're just people just trying to live life, and people have bad days and good days, and I totally respect that, and I agree with you 100%. I was just thinking, you know, in a general sense of things, you know, it seemed like hip hop dudes would be,
well,
you know, easier
yeah,
to
we got,
kick it with, you know, stuff like that. So
yeah, what a thing, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, because a lot of us are street cats, you know what I mean. A lot of us come from the hood, so it's shit, you know. All we do, we used to talk and shit and chopping up games. So, you know, that's why we probably are more approachable sometimes, Plus, you know, we got our homies and our goons that are whoop somebody's ass, you know. So, you know, we can let our hair down and talk and chop it up and kick it, and you know, and we like to drink and smoke. So, you know, we're probably a little more approachable, you know. But I feel like, you know, in the right situation, anybody's approachable. You know what I mean?
Right. I got you. I feel you. Well, listen, we're at the 45-minute mark here, so we're going to take our first break. Can you hang out with us about, you know, 10, 15 more minutes? We'll play one of your songs and come back and we'll finish up.
Yeah, man. Play one of them slaps, man.
Okay.
Play a slap. Right.
So I thought I had downloaded two or three different ones in here, but apparently I only made one into the studio. So what I've got right now is Close One. That's one of the ones that you sent me and everything like that. So this is one we're going to play.
Man.
And I'll be honest with you, I was running late today. So, I didn't have as much time to prep as I needed to. We'll get some more songs on here. We'll play them on our other shows and everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. That's him messing up, not me. Hey, ladies
right.
and gentlemen, you heard it.
Yes. No, call me out of my bullshit. No, I feel you. Yeah, no, be real. I'll be the first one to tell myself. It's my fault. I did it. But we will get some more of your stuff floating on here, but we do have this one here. We're going to play it. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time on No Fight Note radio show. This is DJ Chill, and this is his song, Close One. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, homie, you ever get yourself in some bullshit or damn well you all the way out of line, you know you wrong, you know what I'm saying, but then you miraculously get out of it, though, you know, some kind of way, you know, let the G-God look out, you know, it's like a close one, you know what I'm saying, and then you say, that was a close one, you be tripping, you know what I'm saying, listen, over the limit and I'm driving, now I'm seeing sirens, and I ain't got a license, acting sober, I'm trying, with a straight face, doing a lot of lying. Soon as he asked for insurance, another call came in. He let me go, I thank God, had to say amen. Happy because the freedom shit did get told. I made it home safe and I stayed played. That was a close one. Cause bad shit happens for no apparent reason. That was a close one. When you get away smooth and you remain breathing. That was a close one. Like one times behind you, but they ain't tripping. That was a close one. Ride dirty, smoke a weed, and I'm sipping. That was a close one. You need to be like, that was a close one. That was a close one. That was a close one. Now, hear my bitch go. Going through my phone when I ain't paying attention. I ain't gon' trip though. Cause the bitch she's talking about brings the boss a lot of menace. She's talking shit though. But I don't give a fuck if she don't know nothing. I think real quick, so I trust her mind up, I'm good to say something. That was a close one. Bitch, why you on my phone to investigate? That was a close one. In my Facebook inbox conversation. That was a close one. I might blur, but you don't see me penetrating. That was a close one. I think gave me half a feeling like she's hating. That was a close one. Girl, you know you don't go to my phone like that, girl. That was a close one. That was a close one. Man, I'm glad she didn't go to my text messages. That was a close one. My nigga. Suddenly I see some niggas that I don't like. They hella deep. I'm riding solo on a wrong night. But I keep my smack with me, always on sight. Name one of the problems, cause they knew it'd be a long night. That was a close one. Them niggas was deep. That was a close one. When my name rebels in the stream. That was a close one. And my heat don't miss a beat. That was a close one. They kept it pushing like peace. That was a close one.
I ain't gonna
one.
Lie, them niggas was deep, though. I ain't gonna lie.
That was a close
hey,
one.
I ain't gonna lie, you know, hey.
That was a close one.
I had
one.
My shit out popping, nigga, but man, you know, hey.
That was a close
I'm
one. I'm glad
I just kept it moving.
My nigga.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to No Fight Radio Show. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses. With me in the studio is my co-host, Ann Taylor.
Hello, everybody.
On the line with us is DJ Chill. Chill, you still there, brother?
Oh yeah, man, I'm here, man. You already know.
Hell yeah, man. So tell me about Close One, man. Talk to me about it.
Man, that's you know, if you listen like the three verses, it's like them is things I'm pretty sure like everybody that went through one of them, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like doing too much, you know, but the police let you get away because, you know, something or like your girl going through your phone and, you know, finding things that you don't want her to find or, you know, or bumping into some dudes you don't like, you know, it's just a funny way it tells, you know, just a funny little story. Just, you know, it is what it is, you know, just, you know, getting out of a situation, you know, just making your way through a situation, man, you know?
Yeah, no, me and Ann, when that part came up and I was talking about that girl going through his phone and stuff like that, like, me and her were cracking up in the studio, like, we were laughing, man. It was hilarious.
I love that.
Yeah, you know. Hey, you know, hey, those things happen, man. You know, those are real, those stories of life. Stories of life,
yeah.
Man, you know.
The life of a player, right?
You know.
You gotta keep that phone on lock, brother. You gotta keep that phone on lock.
That's why you gotta have two phones. One for the hoes,
right.
One for business.
I'm gonna take her advice.
Hell yeah!
Her boyfriend, he better look around looking for. She got another phone somewhere. I'm gonna take her advice.
Oh my god!
Oh shit! No, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, man. Yeah, all my songs like got something. You know, all my songs are kind of, you know, got a little sense of humor to them. They all. You know, I'm always speaking about something crazy that people can relate to, depending on your life, you know. But, you know, I like to have fun with it, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the great thing about it, you know, because I really honestly believe it's, you can't take yourself too seriously, number one. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be able to laugh at yourself. You got to be able to sit back, relax, and have a good time. And, you know, and you can tell that you do that through your music. And and that's amazing. And your incredible outlook on life, you know, despite hardships that you've had to overcome and everything, it's an amazing story. And I'm just so thrilled to have you on the air with us.
Hey, man. Right on.
And you giving your time to us, man. I know time is precious, you know, and time is money. Especially in the hustle, time is money.
Time is money, man. You know. Hey, but no, I appreciate it though, man. Y'all are dope, man. I love what you're doing, you know. Keep it moving, you know. Keep it moving, keep it pushing. I appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah.
You know?
So your album's coming out in March, you said?
Yeah, man. Like probably like the second week in March, man. What are you
pushing out there? Spotify, Amazon,
Spotify, Amazon, you know, you're going to be able to hear it, stream, or get it, you know, you go on like the CD, all the, like CD Baby's iTunes, you can get physical copies, you know, you'll be able to stream it everywhere, you know, you can download, you know, you can do whatever you want to do what you do, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah, man, that's going to be, go ahead.
No, I just want to make sure, you know, because, you know, I am DJ Chill, but, you know, like all my albums, you know, make sure they know Chillest, Illest, and then Even Steven, you know? You know?
That's the way you need to look it up, everybody. Chillest, Illest, Even Steven.
Yep. Even Steven, man. Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah. Yeah, man. Well, we're definitely, you know, looking forward to that, and I hope that you'd be willing to, you know, maybe come on in a couple months and you can talk to us about the album and how that's going and you know, what your your play status is on that album and everything like that.
Yeah, man. I'm about to fly y'all out. I'm about to fly y'all out here, man, so you can check out the 503, man. Fly y'all out. Y'all can do it. Y'all can do it live and remote from my palace, man. You know.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You know?
Hey, don't threaten me with a good time, cause I'll take you up on that.
We'll get social distance up. Get y'all on a plane, man. You know, come kick your feet. See what it is on this West Coast. You know. Yeah.
We can socially distance
and
smoke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know. We can all just have our own. We can do that too. Yeah, it's plenty around here, man. You know, we can do that too. Yeah.
Don't threaten me with a good time, because I'll take you up. I've been telling Cordell Drake for months now, dude. I'm fucking coming out there. And I'm gonna kick it with you, and we're gonna go do some shit, whatever, you know.
I gotta say, what up, Cordell Drake? Big up to Cordell Drake. He out there, you know, in the 509 Spokane. That's my player partner for real. He's dope. You know, I've known him for many, many moons, you know. Very good guy, you know. Big up to Cordell Drake out there, man.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I talk about Cordell, you know, a little bit every week, and it's just, you know, he keeps you know, setting me up with guys like you and Hercules and just, you know, everybody, you know, Crown Royal, Crown Boy. There's a whole bunch of them, and he himself is an amazing artist, and you know, his songs and stuff like that, and the way he can sing and rap, and he does that deep fucking voice, and you would have no idea it would be coming out of a white boy. You know, like, it's just, he's on it, man. And I love that man. And I've never met him, but, you know, I told him the other day, I was like, hey, shit, you like a brother already, man. Like,
yeah, that's my problem.
The distance don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? Distance don't mean shit.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah, man. I fuck with Cordell Drake all day. That's a partner, player partner, you know?
Hell yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
DJ Chill, I'll thank you again from the bottom of my heart
for coming on
and giving me your time, man. Time is money, the business, and I know Ann thanks you.
Oh, yeah. It was really cool hearing your story.
Keep doing what you do, man, because there's, and I say all the time, there's so much music out there that's not heard because it's not mainstream and this and that, and that's bullshit, because there's so much beautiful music in the world that can make a difference and influence somebody, you know, and you just have to search it, you know. You can't always just, you know, turn the radio dial and expect that you're going to come upon it. You know, go out there and look at these artists and find Cordell Drake and find DJ Chill, Chillest Illest. Find Crown Royal, find Hercules, find Katakai, you know, do these, you know, search for these people and show them, you know, that love you. Because bottom line, it shows a lot of courage and a lot of heart to get behind the mic and do that and say, you know, this is what I'm going to do with my life, and I don't give a shit what anybody says, you know, and I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about my music, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for me, and I'm going to make it mine.
Oh, yeah, all day. And I got, you know, me, I got back-to-back slaps, so I don't worry about that, because I know my music, so, man, you know, I love it. I just, you know, like you say, tell them to check it out, you know, search Chillers and find out about it, man, you know. That's all, you know. And big up to all the artists and independent people, you know, coming up, man. Keep working. Do that shit. Keep working, you know. Holler at me. Let's, you know, all the artists out there looking and coming up, you know, research me. Google Chillers. Get at me. Let's talk. You know, let's network. I'm I fuck with everybody, you know. I got beats. I got production. I got whatever. You know, holler at me, you know. It's all good, you know.
What's the best way for people to get a hold of you, man? You know, if they want to do that stuff,
The best way, you know, they can email me, catch me on Facebook, catch me on the Instagram, DM me on the Instagram, Chillest Illest on Instagram, IG, you know, just, you know, DM me a message, man, you know, I holla back, you know, holla back, you know, Chillest Illest on Instagram. Yes, sir. But, man, I know y'all got to go. I know you're busy. Bro, buy them other slaps, man. You know, the people, they deserve to hear that, man. Play some, you know, find some of the other ones. And then call me, hit me anytime. And, you know, let's keep it moving, you know.
Hell yeah, man. Absolutely, man. You know, keep showing love back and forth. I'm going to take you up on that offer, too, man. I'm going to come out, if you go and buy me out to your grave, man, I'm going to come out there. We're going to chill. We're going to hang out. You know, we're going to do what to do.
Yes, sir. All right. Like I said, hey, my phone stay right by me. So hit me up, man. Let me know.
Amen. All right, brother. All right, you take care, man. Thank you so much for your time. Everybody, that's DJ Chill. Chillest Illest, everybody. So go look him up. Go like his page. Go show him some love, okay, everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for your time, brother. And we're going to talk all soon, right. I promise.
Word up. All right. Peace, y'all.
See you.
Later, dude. He was pretty badass.
Dude,
I love listening to him. That was pretty fucking cool.
No, and he's so laid back and he's so chill and like and not all that bitterness against the world and you know for the hardships he's overcome. It's you know a lot of people won't have that outlook you hear it in his voice. He's all fucking bubbly and laughing and joking and this motherfucker still won't get it going. He still want to get it cracking, you know like.
You know, I feel like if a lot of people, like, found the shit that we talk about, like, his music, like, there would definitely, like, be a little shift in culture. Like, people wouldn't be so fucking hateful and so down all the time.
Yeah.
You know? It'd be like how it used to be. It'd be chill.
Right.
Everyone would be fucking relaxed.
Right. I mean, just, and like he said, you know, you take a point and people be, oh, fuck my life, you know, da da da, this happened, and blah blah blah. It's like,
Mom,
are you fucking kidding me? And like you said, a guy in a wheelchair is going to show you up. You know?
Like,
right? And like, he just kept it real, kept it gangster, kept doing what he's doing. It didn't change him. Like, and it probably gave him a different perspective on life.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
But it didn't change him. It didn't change who he was inside.
Yeah.
And that's the big difference because, you know, again, you know, a lot of people aren't going to take it that way. You know, they're gonna, you know, become an introvert and be so socialized.
Oh, yeah. If I got fucking paralyzed, I wouldn't be wanting to do shit. I wouldn't want to go out and do anything.
Right, exactly, you know. And that didn't stop him. That didn't hold him back or hold him down. You know, he's just like, oh.
He's just like,
fucking Rocky. Get up like a Rocky, you know. Fuck yeah, in the last fucking round, like, I don't give a shit. I'm still up, motherfucker. Adrian, motherfucker.
For real. That's crazy. Like, it's pretty inspirational.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I found that out, because Cordell talked to me, he gave me a little bit of background information, stuff like that, and it was just informative. And I'm glad he did, because I had no idea, you know, so I would have, you know. And I heard that, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And he's still making music, and he's still doing this, and he's still in the game. And, like, you know, and he said he's paralyzed from shoulders down, basically. You know what I'm saying? So all he has left is his voice. You know, it's what he's – and he's still making it happen. You know, he didn't let that go to waste. He didn't let his art and his, you know, his contribution to music – and art go to waste. He kept on trudging through, and it's so awesome. It's so inspirational, and I'm so glad that we had him on. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
So, but we are going to take another break real quick, and let's see what we've got. Let's see here. Well, you know what? Just because I haven't heard this song in a little bit, I'm in a play. And this is Luna Colion, Thug Shit. And we're going to play that right now, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Oh, if I hit the button.
Welcome back.
Right as I come on air, right?
Right. You didn't hear the fucking beat,
what
though.
A dick.
microphones are not that good that they can pick up my whisper.
They're pretty,
good. The song was playing, like, I'd already hit the button for live.
It was quiet for a good second. And
that's
and
all
if
we
you
heard.
Just hear, I'm going to take a shot.
So loud.
Yeah,
God damn, who pulled into our fucking driveway? Okay,
Jesus
anyways. Besides him taking a shit in our fucking studio.
Right? God damn it.
There's two other bathrooms that have been cleaned.
This is literally the only bathroom that I ever use, pee or otherwise.
No.
It's my bathroom.
Are you too scared to use the toilet?
Dude,
excuse
me. I need the bracing walls.
Old man knees can't handle it.
For real.
Good God, what is wrong with
us? Sleepover tonight.
No children or a child.
No child.
Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it any better.
But we're fucked in the head. That's,
yeah.
That's what's
Jesus
wrong with
Christ.
Us.
I'm surprised anybody comes on this show. Like, have they heard of it? They don't know us. They don't know us personally. That's why they come on the show.
Yeah. If they knew
us
personally, they'd be like, fuck
yeah,
you
what
guys,
the fuck
don't
is wrong with these
me
people? Like,
yeah.
They are fucking crazy.
Okay, but we are.
Yeah.
As we hear children screaming like fucking maniacs outside.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're a big family here, so.
Yeah.
Don't tell me,
you guys.
Well, you know what? Shut up.
Yeah, go take your.
We don't
want
to talk to you anyways.
Go take your shit. Don't talk to us while you shit. That's weird.
Yeah.
You could, okay, be honest. Do dudes talk to each other while they, like, use urinals and shit in the bathroom?
No. I mean, okay. Well, here. I'll give you a scenario. So, my roommate, the godfather of the family, right?
Yes.
So, the house that we rent together and everything like that has, like, the master bedroom bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Is right there to next to the community bathroom. There's an interconnecting door and stuff.
Yeah.
Because the master bathroom doesn't have a shower. It's just
what?
Like
what fucking master bathroom doesn't have a shower?
Well, it's just I don't know, whatever. Like that bedroom, the master bedroom has its own personal bathroom, you know what I'm saying?
Personal shitter?
Right, exactly. So basically, shitter and sink. So anyways, there had been a few times when me and him happened to have, you know, our morning potty breaks
at the same time.
So we would be on Messenger playing tic-tac-toe.
No fucking way.
Yeah, like I would just take a picture of the floor, and then I would just draw out the tic-tac-toe thing, and I would just put like an X in the middle and send it to him. And he would get the picture and edit it and, you know, put a circle somewhere, edit it, you know, send it back to me. And we would just do that.
Oh, my God, bro.
And that's, you know what?
What the fuck?
Fuck it. You know? I do stupid shit like that. Whatever. It makes me, you know, makes me happy. Fuck it.
And it's like the same. It's like asking if dude's actually a sword fight or not. Because I don't believe it's an actual thing.
Okay. Not as an adult, I never did.
Oh, my
but
God.
But as I was a child
with
my brother, yeah, we played sword fights, you know, with our pee, you know, as
well,
we were
no,
kids.
I'm not talking about pee. I'm talking about...
No, not slapping dicks together. I'm talking about, like, we would sword fight with our pee, like, and whoever peed longer won. You know what I'm saying? And we'd just sit there and try to cross our streams, you know, back and forth. Ha, 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 ha. It's the dumbest fucking shit ever, I know.
Oh, my
stupid.
God.
But, yeah, you know, whatever. But, yeah, that was something that I did, you know. But, you know, your little kid is my brother, you know. And like I said, it wasn't, like, actually dick slapping. That's not sword fighting. That's just,
I, okay, I
want to
have
know.
Kids so bad.
None
of
that.
I swear to God,
none
I'm not a fucking boy. I'm going to lose my shit, dude. I'm not ready to raise a fucking boy.
Good Lord Almighty.
Oh, my God.
That would be funny.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm not. I'm so scared now. I'm not. No kids for me. Sorry.
Boys are no joke. Not even.
Miss Angel, if you're listening, you're going to have to
convince
someone else.
Hey, boys will get you gray hairs.
Oh, my God, dude. That's stressful.
Boys will get you gray hairs for sure.
God damn.
I'll tell you this, though. Here's a life lesson. Look at me.
What?
With a boy, you only have to worry about one penis. With a girl, you have to worry about all penises.
This is true. That's like what I'm thinking. Do I want to worry about my kid getting someone else pregnant? Or do I want to worry about having to raise another child? You know?
Right.
Not that I'm saying I'm planning on my kids getting pregnant as teenagers, because I plan to raise them better than that, hopefully. Hopefully.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes it just happens. I can't be helped.
Yeah, like.
You know, sometimes, you know.
Life happens.
You know, love blossoms at a young age, and.
Yep. I'm very glad that you guys accepted me into the family at 14. Now here I am, almost being 18.
Yep, you see, I'm 35 now, so I was accepted into the family, like at 30. So, I was accepted to the family, you know, 5 years ago, basically.
It's been almost 4 for me, dude. I'm like,
so,
yeah. Guys. And they, okay, when I first came into this family, too, I was a completely different person, bro. Fucking fat. Fucking.
When have you ever been fat?
Dude, I
shut
okay.
up. Okay. I'm
bulky.
Whatever.
Short, shaved, blue hair.
You know what you remind me of? You remind me of my cousin Megan, okay? Because she says the same dumb shit all the goddamn time. You're still a fucking twig.
Dude, okay. I was a little bulky, though. Like, I was about 150, bro.
Whatever.
That's the big, that's me.
Not even touching that.
I'm not saying that's huge. I'm saying it was big
it's
on
bullshit.
Me.
It's bullshit.
You can ask Austin. I looked very different from when I first moved in. It was just really in my face. My face was 150 pounds.
Whatever.
Shut the fuck up.
I will say that I love your little hippie sweater that you got for Christmas.
Thank you. I love it too. I've been wanting one for like my whole life. I'm not even gonna lie.
It's pretty dope.
But you can't tell your parents, your crazy parents, that you want a drug hoodie or whatever the fuck they call it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to wrap it up for us tonight here on Note by Note Radio Show. We hope that you enjoy the show. Hope that you go to Chillis Illis, go to his page, DJ Chill, you know, like his page, share it, follow it. You know, if he's got any merch up anywhere, you know, please go show him some love, show get something so he can show him some support in that way. And
yes, go check out his Instagram. Because it's pretty fucking cool.
Oh, you already been looking at it?
I looked at it a little bit, but my phone's dead now, so I cannot look at it any longer.
Well, I mean, that's because you're on your phone 24/7, so I don't know how you got a job.
This is
but,
this is true. Like,
it's gonna kill you inside to put your phone down for a second to take somebody to their table.
I was sending him freaking voice messages in the bathroom at work. Dude, because I was scared someone was going to see me. But yeah, check him out. He's pretty cool. But if he has merch, fucking buy that. Because, like, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to listen to some of more of his shit. Because
he's
fucking vibe.
Yeah, he's got several albums on, like, YouTube and stuff like that out there, as you can see. And I'm sure, you know, he said his newest one's coming out on iTunes and, you know, Spotify and all that
we're
stuff. So I'm sure his other ones are on there, too. So, yeah, I mean, whatever you guys use for your music, Spotify, Amazon, you know, whatever, you know, just you know, go check it out and, you know, go check out his page and show him some love and support. Because, again, if you listen to the show and you heard his story and you heard, you know, what he had to overcome, you can't deny, you know, the person that he is. You know, that takes a lot of courage, a lot of bravery to just overcome that and still make music and still, you know, love what he does. And just hearing his voice, you could hear how fucking happy and bubbly he was.
Hell
like,
yeah.
That's like, damn near like he ain't got a damn care in the world, you know? Like, he didn't give a shit.
Like literally,
I'm living my best life.
Listening to him talk. And, like, listening to his music, like, gave me, like, a little bit of light in my chest. And I don't get that often.
Yeah.
I'm pretty, like, I don't feel shit, you know? But, like, he gave me, like, a little bit of serotonin just by talking.
Yeah.
And it was nice.
Absolutely. So we want to thank everybody for being part of the show. But thank Dan for chiming in when he could, you know.
Thanks for dropping his shit.
Stuff like that. That's great.
Deuces, dude.
Dropping deuces during the show, man.
Yeah.
Atheist Slater over there.
That's damn right.
Instead of Christian Slater, we got Atheist Slater.
I'm
not jealous of the hair. I'm slightly jealous.
It's okay because he's jealous of your beard.
Like, exactly. That's how I feel about it. Like, when he grows his hair out because he can't grow a beard. Like,
could
I
you
think
fucking
that's what it
imagine
is.
Dan with your beard, bro? He would be unstoppable, bro. You'd be fucking. You'd be ruling the world.
If I could grow hair like yours, oh, fuck yeah. Are you kidding me? Fuck.
Your beard on me, my hair on you.
Whatever.
We got
two sexy bitches, right? We'd be two sexy bitches right there, buddy.
Christ.
Fuck yeah.
Rule this bitch.
Irresistible.
Goddamn right.
That's what I'm talking about.
That little bit of gray I've got
there. So I was talking to Danielle the other day, right? So if anybody doesn't know, Danielle's my girlfriend. And she should be listening to the show, don't love you, honey. Anyways, I messaged her. I had just gotten to work, you know, and so I messaged her and I was like, hey, so, like, women like thicker, bearded, chubby guys, right? And she's like, well, yeah. I'm like, but they also like the intellectual looking type, correct? And she says, well, yeah. So, and I, you know, I wear glasses just like Dan does. And so I put my glasses on or whatever, and I took a little selfie and sent it to her. And I'm like, you get the best of both worlds, baby. And I get a bunch of those laughing emoji faces back, like, you're so fucking goofy. And she's like, I was just about to say the same thing. Or whatever.
Why do you think I wear the glasses a lot?
Yeah,
I got the beard, I got the hair, I got the glasses.
Yeah.
You
just gotta grow it out, man.
I'm working on it. Look, it's getting there.
You gotta trim it, that's what I'm saying.
I have to trim it, though.
You start trimming it,
and then you go crazy,
why?
And it's all gone.
Why? Is that work related?
No.
Okay,
just,
why? Then why?
Personal reasons?
Why?
Austin,
what?
OCD.
OCD?
We're gonna get rid of your razor. I'm going to get rid of this razor.
How is it OCD? Because you used to not be able to have one.
Yeah.
For the 20 years of your life.
Yeah, but it starts getting to a point and it starts bugging me. And I'm like,
you have to push through that.
I try. OCD.
Okay, DJ Chill can still make music and he's paralyzed from the shoulders down.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
So you can't fucking scratch for a couple days and let it grow out and get through that fucking phase?
Really? Are you fucking kidding me? You're really comparing me to a quadriplegic? That's kind of fucked up on your part.
I'm just saying. Why?
No. That's kind of fucked up.
No, it's fucked up.
Comparing my beard growing to the fact that he can't move his arms.
I'm just saying, man. Like, he's still going through shit. You know, he's doing what to do. You know, you can't get a little bit of itchiness in your fucking face for a couple days, you know, until it bypasses that phase.
No, I don't like itching.
I can't grow a beard, so nice for me.
You're the type of guy that can't take back-to-back fucking fireball shots, too, aren't you?
I'm fired,
whatever.
I was going to be mean,
but I love you. I can't fire you.
The other guy quit.
Why'd you
guys? That's what I said.
Yeah.
The other guy quit. I can't fire you.
Yeah. Then you wouldn't have no
better. Then it would just be me.
You can't have no by no without a guy in glasses. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's just
cancel yourself.
I've made this.
That's like the guy in glasses that has fucking glasses.
Right?
Who the fuck is he?
And just the guy.
The guy. The man. Anyways.
It'd just be the guy. The guy in.
The guy in.
The guy in. That's all.
The guy in what? There he is.
The guy in the closet.
Oh, well, my girlfriend gets her and kicks her ass.
The same girlfriend that was laughing at every crack I was throwing at you?
Hey.
Is that the same girlfriend? Is that the same girlfriend?
Say it to her face.
Yeah, you will.
But I will.
Shake on it.
But I will.
She's going to kick your ass.
Yeah, she's going to kick your ass.
Okay.
Danielle, you better kick his ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
You better come Lock Cock. We've been watching a lot of Letterkenny, and I know you don't know what that is because you're a bitch.
I know what it is.
As soon as she gets here, I'm going to her fucking arm right here. She's going to go off on you.
She's going to laugh her ass off.
Probably.
The guy's closet.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Sorry.
Hey, I did have my first pedicure today. So.
Ooh. And you rag on me about my beard?
So, and I will say this, that, you know, I felt like Ron White. And he was in one of his bits, and Ron White's talking about, someone called me a metrosexual today, okay? And he's like, and I don't even get that, you know what I mean? I was just sitting down, getting a pedicure, reading Vogue, and... And that's exactly how I felt. I thought it was pretty funny.
I was trying to steal her donut. She's like, no, you can
have it. Stop trying to steal shit from people, man. Get your own.
You drop it. You drop it.
I hope everybody has a miraculous Friday. I hope something wonderful happens to you this weekend. Please, everybody, you know, keep us, you know, in your heads, you know, stay tuned for more incredible artists like DJ Chill, a.k.a. Illis Chillis. You know, stay tuned for all the wonderful things that WCM is working towards this year and what do we want to accomplish. One of those things that we've been broadcasting live on Facebook. So that's something that we've been doing lately, and that's something that we've been trying to gear towards. Hopefully with, you know, everything that's happened, you know, we can kind of regroup this year and we can refocus and we can keep moving forward.
Look, if Uncle Joe can get us our money, we have our own studio.
Daddy
if Uncle Joe,
Joe
would give
us
our money,
you know, that, if Uncle Joe could give us our stimulus, we'd be all right.
Yeah, let's go, Uncle Joe. Let's
yeah,
get that money, baby.
You know, we could pull some of our money together, get us a studio, get it nice up and running.
I won't be getting my money, but it's okay. I'll just pretend. I'll give you guys my fake coins. Yeah. my dust.
What's ours is yours. You're in the family. We'll figure it out.
I mean, it's already.
That's a good
already.
She that's a good
my roofie.
That's
my
a good look at her.
Yeah. It's been like almost a year.
She's your daughter. Fuck it. She's your daughter.
I mean, yeah. I take care of her.
Okay. Yeah, well, look at her faces, bro.
I mean, look at this.
You cannot tell me I did not come out of this dude's last fucking night.
You got the same cheekbones, but maybe that one.
Yeah.
She's a little fairer skin, you know. You know.
She got the good genes.
Yeah.
She got the good look.
Well, she got like the vampire genes because she, you know.
Dude, people.
She got the Slovakian genes.
Right.
Those are out on the left night. The Irish and the Scottish genes and the English genes. Those are all on the right night.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Wow, we so have to go, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm so glad we're having a good time and, you know, having a good laugh here on the show. That's incredible. Live for everybody here on Facebook. If you're paying attention, people, we're on Facebook right now.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of history. Note for the first time on Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah.
Streaming live for everybody to listen here. DJ Chill was a part of it. Chillis Illis. I love that name.
I know, it's so
that's
fucking
good,
cool to say.
Is it cool? Chillis Illis, bitch. Right? That's awesome. That's such a cool fucking name. So, but ladies and gentlemen, we do want to thank you for being part of this, being part of the show and the laughs and the family time. It really means a lot to us that you support us and you're there for us. So please, everybody, we want to thank you. Please have a wonderful weekend. Be safe out there. You know, show love when you can. And, you know, everybody can take just a little notch off that hatred that's spewed out into the world. You know, the world could be a better place, you know, one little baby step at a time. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, please keep your hearts open and your radios up. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Peace.